A Jewish Journal article. GW students against sexual assault say, Palestinian liberation is synonymous with survivor justice. George Washington University's, GWU, Students Against Sexual Assault, SASA, Intersectionality Council posted a statement calling, Palestinian liberation, synonymous, with survivor justice. The statement appears to have been removed. Blake Fladen, a student at GWU and co-founder of New Zionist Congress, posted the statement to Twitter. The statement read, We stand in solidarity with our Palestinian siblings undergoing apartheid and settler colonialism. Palestinian liberation is synonymous with survivor justice. It goes on to accuses of Zionists of engaging in a violent pursuit of territorial gain and ethnically cleansing indigenous Palestinians. The statement also claimed that a 2015 study found that Israeli authorities engage in sexual torture of Palestinian males and that it's systematic. Additionally, the statement alleged that Israeli soldiers threatened Palestinian female with rape and subjected them to sexual humiliating practices, and that the Israelis train with the same discriminatory and violent tactics as the U.S. police and military apparatus. The statement later promoted a healing circle on July 14. Israeli human rights violations are not being treated as what they are: apartheid ethnic cleansing, genocide, sexual violence, racism and oppression. We understand this is only the start of our support and dedication for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. We hold vehement beliefs in disseminating and openly discussing the impacts and ramifications of the horrors of being from and on occupied land. Fladen tweeted that the Palestinian liberation is synonymous with survivor justice line asserts that the fight to end sexual violence is tethered to the fight to end the Jewish state. You can't make this up, folks. He added in a subsequent tweet, It's also worth noting how incredulously libelous and fraudulent these demonizing claims are. My favorite being that somehow Israel is responsible for police violence in the United States. Ah yes, the Jews did it. The Jews did all of it. Jewish groups also denounced the SASA Intersectionality Council statement. If there are no consequences, for hashtag antisemitism masquerading as social justice, the demonization and violence against Jews will only increase, the Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted. This is antisemitism unchecked and getting uglier and uglier. Disgusting. Shame on at GWSASA. Stand With Us co-founder and CEO Roz Rothstein also tweeted that the GW SASA Intersectionality Council's statement was crazy CRA asterisk. So are the GW students pretending to be unaware of abuses like honor killings, lack of women's rights and LGBTQ rights under Hamas and under the Palestinian Authority? Why are they so unconcerned about those very real issues? Melissa Weiss, managing editor for Jewish Insider, noted in a tweet that GW SASA appeared to remove the statement from their Instagram page but did hold their Palestinian Healing Circle event. On July 15, GW SASA issued an Instagram post stating that their mission is to stand in solidarity and provide support for all survivors, no matter their background. We are interested in having conversations to help us learn and grow. If your organization is interested, please reach out and we'll schedule something for our campus return in the fall. We welcome discourse and empathic dialogue seeking mutual understanding, but we do not tolerate harassment or discriminatory language in any SASA spaces. It was not immediately clear if the post was referencing the GW SASA Intersectionality Council statement. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by GW SASA, at GWSASA. GW SASA did not respond to the journal's requests for comment.